Hello.
Hello, Miss Knowles.
Hello, Miss Knowles. Yes, this is her.
Hi, yes, my name's Alexa. I'm calling on a recorded line in regards to your inquiry about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing
Yes,
today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, I'm doing good as well. Thank you for asking. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I do have to ask, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
Hold on 1 second. Hello.
Hi, yes.
Thank you so much for holding.
Yeah, no problem. No problem at all. So, I know you answered no to that question, so I do have to ask, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, is this claim for yourself or for a loved one?
This is for myself.
Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. What was your injury after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
I actually had I had surgery.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Have you ever had any imaging tests like a MRI or a CT scan that showed anything unusual?
Yes, I had a CT scan, an MRI, a blood test, and they did a biopsy on my brain.
Okay. And what was your official diagnosis?
I'm thinking.
Yeah, take your time. It's okay. We're in no rush.
I had a brain tumor, and it was a meningioma.
Meningioma. Okay. Oh, I'm so sorry you went through that. Now, I know you already answered this. We do have to ask it a specific way. Where was the meningioma located in your body?
In my brain.
Okay.
So,
And what was your date of diagnosis?
November 5th, 2003, I believe.
2003.
Yeah, 2003 for sure, but definitely.
Okay. November 5th, 2003.
That is correct.
Okay, and what is your date of birth?
December 29th, 1993.
Okay, December 29th, 1993.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
No.
Okay, if you do, feel free to share our or my information. The best way to get these companies held accountable is word of mouth, okay?
Okay.
Okay, now, did you receive a Depo Provera pill or was it the Depo Provera shot?
It was the shot, and I would
Okay.
get injections once every 3 months.
Okay. Let's see. I know that's one of the next questions, so bear with me. Let me get to that one. Now, how many years did you use Depo Provera?
It was 2 years. I started taking it in March of 21, and I stopped in November, of course, 2023, when I was finally diagnosed with it.
Okay, November of 2023. Okay. So would you say you stopped around November 3rd of 20 or 2003?
Yes.
Okay. And was it I do apologize. Was it 2023 or was it 2003?
2023, I'm
Oh,
sorry.
okay. No, problem. So just to clarify, your date of diagnosis was November 5th, 2023.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. I accidentally must have put 2003, so I apologize. Okay.
Okay.
Now, within 1 year out of the 2 years that you were receiving the injections, can you confirm you had at least four injections prior to being diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Now, did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
Yeah, the brand name was Pfizer.
Pfizer. Okay, Pfizer does the
Yeah.
Depo-Provera. Now, do you know, did you also use the generic, and I can't pronounce this, so I do apologize. Medical terms are not my forte, but it's generic medroxyprogesterone acetate. Does that sound familiar at all?
No,
Okay, so
that's a
just the
big no.
Depo-Provera, correct?
Yeah, just
Okay.
double preventer.
Okay. Now, did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
Yes.
Okay. And I do apologize. Some of these questions you've already answered. It's just the way they have us
Okay.
ask us or ask it. I do apologize. Okay. Now, this is for the HIPAA compliant medical record release forms. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a female.
Okay. And can you confirm the spelling of your first name?
JENEL.
Okay, I have JENEL.
That's correct.
Okay. Do you have a middle initial?
Yes, V.
Z as in zebra?
V as in violin, I'm
Oh.
sorry.
No, you're good. V as in violet. It's okay. Sometimes over the phone, it's so hard to understand.
Yeah.
That's why I always like to clarify. So I do apologize if I do repeat myself. Now, can you confirm the spelling of your last name for me, please?
KNOILS.
Okay, I have KNOILS.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thank you. And your social?
319-903276.
Okay, I have 319-903276.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. Now, I have your email as your first name, your last name at outlook.com. Is that still current?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you. And then this 312-937-7468 is this the best phone number to reach you at?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, is it cell phone or home phone?
That's a sale.
Okay. And would you prefer a phone call, a text, or an email first when being contacted?
The phone call,
Okay.
actually.
And what is the best time of day? Morning, afternoon, or evening?
Afternoon.
Okay.
So around this time, this is perfect. I just got off work like 2 hours ago.
Okay. Okay. And what is your home address?
My home address is 7534 South Ridgeland Ave, Chicago, Illinois, 60649.
And is there a unit apartment or building
It's a
unit?
house.
Okay. So I have 7534 South Ridgeland Avenue in Chicago, Illinois, 60649.
That's correct.
Okay. Was Depo-Provera administered by a doctor, a medical staff, or did you administer it yourself?
It was administered by a doctor.
Okay. And how many times were you injected with the product in
One
total?
time, every 3 months. So, jeez, from March 21st to March 22nd, 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18. Why am I doing this when I could just use a calculator?
Right. If you want, I have one right here. So you said every 3 months, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so that would be.
One time every 3 months.
Okay, so 4 times a year, and you did it for the 2 full years?
Yeah.
Okay, so to the best of your knowledge, about 8 times?
Yep, that's correct. There's around that ballpark area, yeah, for sure.
Okay. Now, what was the name of the doctor who administered the Depo-Provera?
She was my OBGY and my gyne, her name was Dr. Denise Furlong.
Okay.
Furlong, yeah.
Let me see if I can find her. Okay, bear with me.
Okay.
For a long, okay, I do see her. Okay, and that's Furlong, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And you said she was your OB, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And what facility were you getting the injections at, or hospital?
It was the Chicago Center of Women's Health.
Okay, Center of Women's Health. Let me take a look and see if I can find it. What city is that in? There's a few of them.
Bedford Park.
Stanford Park. Okay, bear with me. Let me see. Let's see. Let me try typing in Stanford Park. Okay. I see a Evergreen Park. Is that incorrect?
So yeah, it was 7456 South State Road.
Okay, 7456 South State Road.
Yes, that's correct. I just looked it
Okay.
up.
Okay, let me take a look. Google's great, but sometimes it does not find what we're looking for. Okay. Okay, I think I found it. You said Chicago Center for Women's Health, and you said it was in Bedford Park, correct?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, I did find it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, bear with me while I copy over the address. Okay. And phone number. Okay. Now, who was the doctor who prescribed the Depo-Provera? Was it the same doctor?
Yes,
Okay.
sorry.
No, you're good. We're almost done, I promise. Okay. Just a few more questions. Now, during that time, what pharmacy would you pick up any medication at?
I would do like Walgreens.
Walgreens, okay. What city?
Chicago.
Chicago, okay. And do you know what street?
Stony Island.
Find it.
It would be on like 67 at Stony Island.
67th? Okay, I think I found it. Does 1533 East 67th Street sound correct?
Yep,
Okay.
that's it.
And the good thing about Walgreens is usually they have it at every single one. So if it is not the exact one, they'll have it in their system if the attorneys need it.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I know you already answered this. I do have to ask it again. What was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? CAT scan, MRI, both, or other?
I had blood tests, CAT scan, MRI, and a biopsy done.
Okay. Let me add that to medical notes. So biopsy. and blood tests as well. Now, who was your doctor that diagnosed your meningioma?
Dr. Tyler Koski, probably butchering his last name.
Okay. Do you know how to spell it?
Tyler Tyler Koski, Koski.
K-I-E in Chicago, Illinois. Let's see. Okay. Neurosurgeon, is that correct?
He's the one that did my surgery, and Dr. Shira Denner was the one that I did radiation with that one.
Okay. So bear with me. Let me copy down his. And where did you get diagnosed? What facility?
That would be Northwestern Memorial Hospital downtown
Okay.
Chicago.
Hospital downtown Chicago. Okay, okay. Is that at 251 East Heron Street?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm just copying the address and phone number. 96 2000. Okay. And did you have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No, not at all.
Okay. Now, I know you already answered this one as well, but did you ever receive radiation treatment prior to your meningioma diagnosis?
Yes, I did. It was terrible.
Okay. I know, I'm so sorry. Okay. And now the next question is where and why? What hospital and what was the reason for the radiation?
So they found a tumor from I had a brain tumor.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, what was your question?
So the question is, for your radiation treatment, where was the location? Was it at the Northwestern Memorial Hospital
Oh,
as well?
yes, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Yes.
But then it also does ask for the reasoning behind the radiation. So was it due to the fact you started to say you had a tumor on your brain? And so it was a result of that they recommended radiation?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had a craniotomy surgery and radiation
Oh
therapy.
no.
And I went through the radiation to basically like destroy the remaining cancer cells and prevent the tumor from returning.
Oh, I'm so sorry. How are you doing now?
It's still little side effects I have, like a little
Oh.
memory loss and stuff like that. But other than that, I'm way better than a year ago, 2 years ago at most. So
Good, good.
I got my hair back too, so that's a plus.
Oh, good. Okay, so the next question is, what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma? So I know you mentioned radiation, and you said, what was the surgery called?
I had a
Craniotomy?
craniotomy surgery.
Craniotomy, okay.
Yeah, butchering that word too.
I know medical terms are not easy.
Yeah.
Okay.
With that surgery, of course, my brain was, my scalp was open for them to remove the tumor from my brain.
Oh, that's so scary. Well, I'm glad you're doing better. Oh. Now, I
Thank
know you
you.
already said the treating doctor's name. I didn't get it in the moment. What was the treating doctor's name?
The neurosurgeon or the hematology
I
doctor?
believe you already gave me Tyler Koski.
Oh, so Dr. Shira Denner, she's the
Okay.
doctor that did my radiation, my test and my
Okay.
radiation therapy.
Okay. And Shira Dinner is SHIRADINNER. Is that
That's
correct?
correct.
Okay. And where were you treated? What hospital?
That would be Northwestern as well.
Okay, thank you. Let me just copy over the address and phone number one more time. Okay. Now, do you have a family history of meningiomas?
No.
Okay. Were you hospitalized for meningioma?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I will.
What dates were you hospitalized?
So my treatment date started on November 7th of 2023. I don't
Okay.
know if that correlates,
Okay. And
but that's when I was in the hospital.
okay. And how about how long were you in the hospital for? Do you remember the date you left?
I do not. I'm
Okay.
so sorry. I do not
That's okay.
remember.
Do you know about how long? I'll put the weeks. Was it a few weeks, days?
Yeah, it
To
was
the
definitely a
estimate.
few weeks.
Okay, to the best
I
you
got
can.
out in like December sometime of
Okay.
2023.
Okay. December 2023. Now, do you have medical records showing a meningioma diagnosis?
Yes, they
Okay.
would be. Yeah, yes, I do. They are at the hospital at Northwestern where I was treated at.
Okay. Now, can you provide these medical records by mail or electronically or either?
Yeah, but I give you the permission to pull them from the hospital if you need to,
Okay.
if that's okay.
So the attorneys will definitely go over that with you. I'm just the intake specialist, so I don't know the
Okay.
exact process of what happens going forward. I do know that they will be reaching out to you within the next couple days. They will let you know what to do. But I
Got you.
believe if
Okay.
you're signing a HIPAA compliant medical record release form, I believe that means they're going to pull your records. I don't know though. I don't want to make any promises. Okay.
Got you. Okay.
Yeah,
Okay.
so would if needed, would you like to provide it through mail, electronically, or either for the medical records?
Electronically, definitely, so you
Okay.
get it faster.
Okay. Now, do you have access to your MyChart login?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case. Does your emergency contact live with you or does not live with you?
He lives with me.
Okay, what is his first name?
Van, VAN, Vot, yeah, Van.
Okay, and his phone number?
312 285 3269.
Okay. And is there a relative, spouse, friend?
Spouse.
Okay. And do you know their email off the top of your head? If not, it's okay.
No, I don't.
Okay.
He got like three of them, and I don't know which ones he
Okay.
uses.
No problem. And then it is asking me for address, so bear with me. I'm just going to copy your address since you said he lives with you. Okay. Now, are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay. So I am going to be setting up the documents right now. I will be sending them to you from DocuSign through your email and a text message. Now, before I send them, I want to make sure I have everything correct. I didn't click anything wrong or add anything that is not correct. So I'm just going to real quickly go through everything that we went through, and please stop me if I am wrong. That way I don't have to take any of your more of your time in the future to get you to resign, okay?
Okay.
Okay, now I asked, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim? You said no, that you were willing to affirm that you never signed documents with another law firm, correct?
That is very much correct.
Okay, you're filing this claim for yourself. You are a resident of the United States, and you were diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Okay, your meningioma is located in your brain. Your date of diagnosis is 11/5/2023. and your date of birth is 12/29/1993. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Okay. You received the Depo-Provera shot, and it was the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. You did not use the generic.
No.
Okay. You used Depo-Provera for 2 years, and within one of those 2 years, you confirmed you had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. You used it between January 1st, 1992 through the present date. You started using it 3/1/2021, and you stopped using it around 11/5/2023, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. You confirmed your gender. You confirmed the spelling of your first name and last name a couple times. Just to verify, your middle initial was V as in Violet, correct?
Yes.
Okay. You confirmed your social twice, so we don't need to go over that. Your email is your first name, last name at outlook.com.
That's correct.
Okay. The phone that we're speaking on is your cell phone, and you'd prefer a call in the afternoon or after, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Your address is 7534 South Ridgeland Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60649.
That is correct.
Okay. Depo-Provera was administered by a doctor, Dr. Denise Furlong, about 8 times.
That's correct.
Okay. You were injected at the Chicago Center for Women's Health at 7456 South State Road, Suite 303, Bedford Park, Illinois, 60638.
That's correct.
Okay. Dr. Denise Furlong was also the doctor who prescribed you, same location.
Yes.
And the pharmacy that you pick up medication is Walgreens, 1533 East 67th Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60637.
That's correct.
Okay. Your method for diagnosis was both a CT scan and an MRI. You also received a biopsy and blood test as well, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Your diagnosing doctor was Dr. Tyler Koski at Northwestern Memorial Hospital, 251 East Heron Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60611.
That's correct.
Okay. Dr. Tyler Koski is a neurosurgeon, and you did not have a prior cancer diagnosis.
No.
Okay. You received radiation treatment prior to your meningioma diagnosis at the Northwestern Memorial Hospital. You also had a craniotomy.
Yes.
Okay. Your treating doctor was Dr. Shira Diner or Diner, at Northwestern Memorial Hospital as well.
Yes.
Okay. You do not have a family history of meningioma, and you were hospitalized for your meningioma from about 11/7/23 to December of 23.
That's correct.
Okay. You have your medical record showing a meningioma diagnosis, and if needed, you would be able to provide those electronically, and you do have access to your MyChart login, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, I am going to make sure that the documents transfer over correctly with everything that you just told me and verified, so bear with me. Okay. Now, you are going to get the documents to both your phone as a text message and to your email. I'll let you know when I send it and when to keep a lookout. It's going to be sent from Alexa Knox at Mass Tort Strategies, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. So, I just sent it, so keep a lookout and let me know if you receive it.
Yes, I received it.
Okay. So go ahead and click on that link. Once you hit that you consent to receive future SMS messages, then it will send you the documents, okay? And I'll be right here. So if you have any questions, please let me know, okay?
Okay.
And then while you're looking at that, I am also going to text you from my personal callback number. That way, if you have any questions from now until the attorneys reach out, you can always reach out to me. And then also, if you do want to share my information with anyone else who is injured as
Okay.
well, please feel free, okay?
Okay.
All
I
right.
finished the DocuSign.
Oh, okay. So then that way I won't keep you on the phone for too much longer. Let me just make
Oh,
sure I
you're
received it on
fine.
my end. Perfect. I received it. Okay. So keep a lookout. You're going to be getting a call from either A4D or Ben Martin. That's the two law groups that are going to be assisting you. And if you don't hear from them by Tuesday of next week, please feel free to give me a call and I'll connect you straight to them. Okay.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me?
No, but like you said, if I do have something, I will definitely reach out to
Okay.
you.
Okay, beautiful. Sounds great. I do want to thank you for your time. My heart goes out to you for everything that you've experienced, and I do admire
Thank
your
you.
strength in such a difficult time.
Yeah, thank you so much. I
Yeah, you're
appreciate that.
welcome. You're welcome. You have a blessed day.
You're fine. Thank
Thank
you.
you. Bye-bye.
Bye.